I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, today we're going to talk about fishing the Cape Cod Canal. This is one of the most popular spots in our area. We talk about it a lot. Tell us, what makes it so special for fishermen?
Well, the Cape Cod Canal is really like no other place on Earth. It's 7 miles long. There's access on both sides for shore fishermen, and there's no boat fishing allowed. So it's really a great opportunity for anyone who doesn't have a boat that wants to try and catch some fish on Cape Cod to get out and get into some really good fishing.
Now, this is a real fishing scene. If you go down to the canal, there are a lot of people fishing. They're lining the shore. And one gets a sense when you go down there that there's, I don't know if it's a hierarchy, but there are certain rules to the game if you're going to fish there.
There are, and it can be a little intimidating if it's your first time or if you're relatively new to fishing the canal. But, you know, the rules down there, what it really is just be polite, be nice to the people around you. As far as etiquette goes, what you don't want to do is cast over your neighbor's line. So generally, let the person who's down current from you cast first. And then after their lure swings past, then you cast, and then the person next to you will go.
What about the currents now? This must have a lot to do with when you want to go to fish the canal?
Right. Currents really affect everything on the Cape Cod Canal. As the tide falls, the current moves from east to west, and then generally as the tide rises, it moves back from west to east. And it's that moving water that fishermen want to target. Typically around the low tide, that's when you've got less water in the canal and it's easier to fish. Really, your best time to fish the canal is around the moon tides. So the new moon and the full moon, that's when you'll see the hundreds of cars parked along the canal in the early mornings. They call those breaking tides because it brings fish to the surface to break on top. And that's really probably your number one best time to fish the Cape Cod Canal.
Going down to the canal, you're mostly throwing plugs. Is that right? You're throwing lures.
I would say lures are the most popular because with all that current, it's a little tougher to fish bait. In the early mornings, you'll see a lot of folks fishing topwater lures. Again, breaking tides, fish on the surface. It's a great time to catch fish on topwater lures. And then through the night and at certain times of the day, when the fish are deep, you'll see folks fishing very heavy jigs. So jigs made of lead, 3 ounces to 6 ounces. And it's all about getting down to the bottom, keeping your lure down there to catch fish, and hopefully not snag up on the bottom. But ultimately, that does happen quite a bit.
Any parting thoughts on the Cape Cod Canal?
Again, no other place on Earth where you can have shore fishermen catching fish like this throughout the day, throughout the summer months. And there's an entire sort of culture around it as well. You see fishermen with decked-out bikes, tons of gear. It's a real scene down there.
Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for going out this weekend?
Well, there's some excitement because bluefin tuna have arrived in good numbers a little later than usual, but they're here now. Some very big ones as well, 300 to 700-pound fish east of Chatham and up on Stellwagen Bank north of Provincetown. Those have been the best spots. A lot of fishermen are hoping that some of the smaller tuna show up soon because they're a little easier to handle and more fun to deal with. The canal was excellent around the new moon, like we talked about, but it's a little slow now. Should pick up again around the full moon. The best striper fishing, if you want a keeper, is going to be in cooler water. So that's the Outer Cape around Chatham, down the Elizabeth Islands at Cuttyhunk. But pretty much anywhere you go around the Cape right now, there's really good numbers of small schoolie stripers. So if you're on vacation and you're looking to do a little catch-and-release fishing, almost anywhere you go, early mornings and in the evenings, you should be able to find some fun schoolie-sized stripers.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, you can check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.